He estimates that at least 8 hours passed from the time the fatal accident occurred until Kennedy walked into the Martha's Vineyard police station to report it. The Massachusetts senator's explanation was that he went into a state of shock and decided to notify police only when he finally realized what had happened. Arena said the senator appeared to be dejected, but showed no signs of physical injury. A Hyannisport doctor, however, told newsmen that Kennedy suffered a mild concussion. Killed in the accident was 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne, a former secretary to the late Senator Robert Kennedy. She was the only passenger in the car, which was driven by Senator Edward Kennedy. Police theorized that the accident occurred between midnight and 1 a.m. yesterday morning. Police Chief Arena told me that he was satisfied that there was no negligence on the part of the senator, but that he still had many questions about what happened during the 8 hours that elapsed from the time the accident occurred until Kennedy reported it to police. Ben Silver, CBS News, Fall River, Massachusetts.
The time at KAX AM and FM News Radio is 3:39. 14 persons have been arrested for violating a night curfew in York, Pennsylvania. The curfew was imposed after juvenile gang warfare and firebombings damaged shops and houses. A policeman was wounded during the night when hit by a sniper bullet. Three men described as armed and dangerous have escaped from the Brown County Jail in Central Texas. The trio fled in a car belonging to the Sheriff's Department. Elsewhere, an East German border guard has defected to the United sector of West Berlin. Police say his flight apparently was not noticed by other guards. President Nixon today led the nation in prayers for a successful moon landing and safe return of the Apollo 11 astronauts. The special worship service at the White House was highlighted by Apollo 8 Commander Frank Borman's reading from the Book of Genesis, the same text recited by his crew as they circled the moon last Christmas Eve. A solution for airport congestion is being offered by a prominent New York architect. KNX newsman Lloyd Perrin tells those plans in this report.
High-rise terminals and multi-layer runway ramps are offered as the best solution of airport congestion. It makes no sense for every airline to have its own terminal occupying many acres of ground at a big airport, says Gideon Jeremetsky of William Small Incorporated in New York. Jeremetsky, formerly with the Port of New York Authority and Eastern Airlines, is a third-generation architect. His concept of multi-layer airport could save lots of land and even more time. It calls for high-rise terminal buildings with huge elevators called mobile lounges that could lift or lower at one time 200 to 250 passengers for a single flight. It also would have dual-layer ramps and runway systems so tall that even the giant Boeing 747s could pass on different levels while taxiing. Takeoff and arrival runway systems would be totally separate. All runways would radiate from high-rise twin but separated arrival and departure terminals in an arc of 180 or even 250 degrees. Planes would take off directly from the loading point without taxiing to another runway. Today's jet airliner is so powerful it can take off or land at almost any angle to the wind, explained Jeremetsky. Existing airports waste space because runways were laid out in days when airliners had to land and take off into the wind. This also necessitated a lot of cross-taxiing traffic. The twin high-rise terminals would have parking garages on higher levels and waiting rooms, baggage counters, and limited public conveniences on lower levels. Departing and arriving passengers would be segregated. Passengers would do little or no walking, being moved by elevators and large ground vehicles to and from planes. Baggage would be handled the same way. Lloyd Perrin, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio time is 3:41. Turning now to sports in Major League Baseball today in the National League, Montreal edged past New York 3-2 in the first game of their scheduled doubleheader. San Diego was blanked by Atlanta 10-0. Chicago shut out Philadelphia 1-0 in the first game of a twin bill. Los Angeles is playing at San Francisco. Meanwhile, Houston at Cincinnati and St. Louis at Pittsburgh were rained out. Over in the American League, it was Detroit 3, Cleveland 2. Minnesota and Seattle resumed their game, which was suspended by curfew after 16 innings last night with a score of 7-7. The final score today was Minnesota 11, Seattle 7 in 18 innings. Meanwhile, Boston down Baltimore 6-5. In the first game of a doubleheader, it was Kansas City over Chicago 8-6, while New York edged past Washington 3-2 in 11 innings. Dave Hill registered a birdie on the first extra hole to win the $150,000 Philadelphia Golf Classic in a sudden-death playoff with three other pros this afternoon. Tommy Jacobs, Dick Sykes, and Gabe Brewer, along with Hill, had finished the regulation 72 holes, deadlocked at 279. Elsewhere in sports, second baseman Mike Andrews of the Boston Red Sox has been named to the American League All-Star team as a reserve. He replaces Dave Johnson of the Baltimore Orioles, who suffered a back injury the other day. The starting second baseman for the American League is Rod Carew of Minnesota. The National League is favored to win an unprecedented seventh consecutive All-Star game Tuesday night. Pitching has been the big factor in the last three classics. Only seven runs have been scored in 34 innings, with the American League getting just two of them. Tuesday night at Washington, the National League staff must be at its best to handcuff the power-packed American League lineup.
If you've ever been stranded by your tired old car, make it the last time. Picture yourself in a brand new Datsun wagon. You can relax in the deep padded bucket seats. Enjoy the flow through fresh air system. Load up the children, groceries, and pets in the ample rear compartment. The Datsun wagon has more than enough power for any road. It parks easily most anywhere and has sure stopping front disc brakes for safety. A little gas now and then keeps your Datsun happy. For very low monthly payments, a reliable Datsun station wagon can solve just about all your transportation problems. Now is the time to think about making the sound move to a roomy, reliable Datsun, wouldn't you say?
Remember, every 7 minutes, somebody falls in love with a Datsun. Take the 7-minute test at your nearby Southern California Datsun dealer. It's 80 degrees at the Civic Center, presently in Columbia Square, and Hollywood, 79 degrees. At the airport, 73, and in Burbank, 86. The weather outlook for Los Angeles, variable clouds through tomorrow, high of 86 today and tomorrow. Once again, KNX News Radio rejoins CBS at the Space Center for further additional Apollo coverage.
This is Morton Dean, along with John Lawrence at CBS Space Headquarters in New York. We're joined by science writer Fred Wachowski. And Fred, again, I want to press you on this question. How do you feel about the possibility of EVA, the moonwalk, coming earlier than had been planned?
I think that it's definitely a likelihood. They obviously want to get out. In one sense, they may just want to stretch their legs, but obviously this is the next big event. This is actually the high point, the payoff of $24 billion of an expenditure, of an incredible trip that has been absolutely flawless, that has actually wound up only 34 seconds behind schedule over a three-day period.
We'll be back in just a moment, right after this message.
Here's another question for Shell's Answer Man.
My brother claims that driving on Super Shell, he gets better mileage and runs smoother on rainy days than on sunny ones. Is that true?
Well, there is some truth in your brother's claim. Moisture in the air may affect your car's octane requirement. The wetter the air, the lower the octane you can use without engine knock. For instance, a car that needs 100 octane on a dry day might get away with only 95 octane on a wet one. So your brother's car may very well run smoother and perhaps give a bit better performance when it rains, but I doubt very much that he gets better mileage, although it is possible. Next question, please.
Can I buy a Super Shell without Platformate?
No, you can't. I can't for the life of me figure out why you'd want to. Platformate is one very important reason Super Shell helps you get good mileage. And we put it in Super Shell because we figure most people want good mileage.
Thank you. The Answer Man is brought to you by Super Shell. Super Shell, good mileage gasoline.
The Eagle, safe and sound on the surface of the moon, and we're going to replay the transmission between the lunar landing craft and mission control, the transmission in the moments before touchdown.
100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. How many bites? 875 feet, Car's looking good, down a half. Pitch forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Make shadow. Four forward. Four forward, drifting to the right a little. 1.5. 30 seconds. Forward, just. Okay. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent. Auto control, both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
The Eagle has landed. The first words from Commander Neil Armstrong as the Eagle spacecraft landed in the Sea of Tranquility. What was not indicated by that rapid fire communications between the spacecraft and Houston was that there was a certain degree of difficulty, danger, and great technical skill used by the astronauts at that moment. For in about the last minute of touchdown, they found that they had been programmed through the computers and the automatic pilot system directly over a large crater. Armstrong said it was about the size of a football field. Had they gone directly down, they would have landed on a very rough and rocky surface. So the pilots took over, the test pilots, and landed it somewhere outside of that football field-sized crater. And because they did, they weren't able to tell exactly what part of the Sea of Tranquility they had landed in. Of course, it was within the range of landing site number 2. But they radioed back to Houston sometime later. We aren't exactly sure where we are.
Wally Schirra, who dropped in for a few moments about an hour ago, said that all that proved was that man is needed in space flight, that the machine had it. Gone alone, without two men aboard, would have landed on those rocks, and it would have been quite a difficult achievement, difficult accomplishment, in fact, that it would not have accomplished what it had set out to. We'll be back after this message.
In this amazing age of computers, it might seem strange for a company the size of GAC Finance to keep putting more and more emphasis on people. But it's easy to understand, because only a person has the ability to care about you. The moment you walk in the door of a GAC office, you'll know you've come to the right place. The GAC manager knows the value of personal attention. He's a person who cares enough to listen, to understand, to give you sound budget planning advice, and prompt service. The maximum that GAC can lend varies from state to state. In Florida, for example, GAC makes loans up to $600. While in New Hampshire, it's $5,000. Check the yellow pages under loans for the amount in your state and the address of a GAC office near you. When you want better things to happen now, ask GAC, the people who care about you.
The care and feeding of the astronauts is not an easy task, we know that, especially when their diet of necessity is limited to dehydrated food and chemically treated water. Dr. Malcolm Smith, the chief of food and nutrition at Houston's Manned Spacecraft Center, was asked how he hopes to make the astronauts eat and enjoy it.
I don't know. You can't design for a particular crew. We try. We've got, for the Apollo 11 crew, for the first time, we talked to their wives and asked them what they liked. Men, sometimes, I don't know if they really know what they like. Sometimes I think, maybe I'm talking about myself, but I'd rather my wife put it in front of me so I can complain later, you know. And but men don't like generally to decide. They'd rather be served something, and if they don't like it, they won't eat it. Well, we try to outguess them. But this time, we got the wives' impressions and the men's impressions, too. The guys eat when they can, what they can. The Food is secondary. They know they're going to be home soon. They're not going to starve to death. They'll get back and get some good food. Generally, our Apollo crews have not been hungry. They have not necessarily enjoyed the food, yet a lot of the complaints, supposedly, they really weren't complaints. They were comments for improvement.
That was Dr. Malcolm Smith, the chief of food and nutrition at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston. The astronauts, if things are going according to plan, and they probably aren't, the astronauts have been very proud to ad-lib their way through a portion of this space flight, the flight of Apollo 11. John, you were just asking a question about whether it's easier to eat in outer space.
One of the first things that both Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong remarked about when the Eagle had set down on the moon was that how comfortable it felt to be in the 1/6 gravitational pull of the moon. And I was wondering, Fred Warshawski, whether that made eating any easier or digesting it.
I don't think gravity really plays a role in digestion. It's a chemical event, breakdown of the food by the enzymes and other gastric activity in the intestines. I don't think there's any gravitational effect so much as it is just a plain physiological and chemical.
You're listening to the flight of Apollo 11, the successful flight of Apollo 11 thus far, at 6 minutes before the hour.
KNX, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
If you've ever been stranded by your tired old car, make it the last time. Picture yourself in a brand new Datsun wagon. You can relax in the deep padded bucket seats. Enjoy the flow-through fresh air system. Load up the children, groceries, and pets in the ample rear compartment. The Datsun wagon has more than enough power for any road. It parks easily most anywhere and has sure-stopping front disc brakes for safety. A little gas now and then keeps your Datsun happy. For very low monthly payments, a reliable Datsun station wagon can solve just about all your transportation problems. Now is the time to think about making the sound move to a roomy, reliable Datsun, wouldn't you say?
Remember, every 7 minutes, somebody falls in love with a Datsun. Take the 7-minute test at your nearby Southern California Datsun dealer. This is Dale Van Ammon in KNX News Central, where the time is 3:55. Lynn Nofziger, former chief aide to Governor Reagan and campaign chairman for Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Max Rafferty, has been hired by the Nixon administration to become chief deputy assistant for congressional relations. Nofziger told KNX News Radio what his job will be.
My job will be working with the Congress in the general effort to get the president's legislation passed, to get to make sure that what the president is trying to do is known. You know, it's very easy to have bad impressions or misimpressions of what actually is being suggested or what actually is being attempted.
Lynn Nofziger, newly appointed chief deputy assistant for congressional relations. Strong riptides and heavy surf that stranded more than 2,500 people and took three lives on Southern California beaches this weekend have returned to normal today. A man who claimed he had an accomplice holding a clerk's family hostage took $1,200 from a supermarket in Lakewood today. After the holdup, police checked the family of clerk Lyle Phillips and found no one had disturbed them. As Vallejo police and firemen continue the strike which began Thursday, some 30 law enforcement officials from the state and county were called into the city today to disperse a crowd of about 200 Negroes. Nurses and hospital administrators at Cedars of Lebanon Hospital in Los Angeles say they have reached a tentative agreement in the month-old nurses' strike. Terms of the agreement have not been disclosed. They are expected to vote on that settlement next week. A regional director of the Air Controllers Association says in Los Angeles, when the Apollo 11 mission reaches its conclusion, some 3,000 air controllers will resign their jobs. a 30-year-old mother of two who became lost during a rainstorm as she walked home from a friend's house, has been found in fine condition after 26 hours in the desert near Blythe, despite 100-degree temperatures and an attempted attack by coyotes. KNX News Radio time is now 3:57. In late baseball, the San Francisco Giants down the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-3 today, while California, by an identical score of 7-3, defeated Oakland in the first game of a doubleheader. The weather for Los Angeles, variable clouds through tomorrow. High today and tomorrow, 86 degrees with a low tonight of 68. The Air Pollution Control District reporting there will be light smog in the central and inland portions of the basin tomorrow. And now from McDonald's.
Hey, this is Sergeant Delbert Carruthers with an EAT alert. The metropolitan Los Angeles area is advised that McDonald's Big Mac hamburgers are creating traffic at all McDonald's units. Motorists with a bigger-than-average appetite are advised not to take an alternate route. I repeat, do not take an alternate route, but go directly to a fast-moving McDonald's and see the Big Mac hamburger. Now, this condition will exist until you order Big Mac and eat your way home. This has been a McDonald's EAT alert. Go get one.
80 degrees at the Civic Center, 73 at the airport, and in Burbank it's 86. 78 degrees at Columbia Square. This is KNX, AM and FM News Radio Los Angeles. Once again to CBS for this late report on Apollo 11.
Apollo update report from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston. I'm Neil Strausser, CBS News. We are now 105 hours, 27 minutes into the mission of Apollo 11. And here at the Manned Spacecraft Center, signs mount that Neil Armstrong may become the first man to step on the moon several hours ahead of schedule. Within the hour, Armstrong told Mission Control he proposed opening the lunar module hatch at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be about 5 hours ahead of schedule. The last direct word from Mission Control was that there were still a few moments to make the decision, since preparations for EVA, the moonwalk, take about an hour. But the astronaut's physician, Dr. Charles Berry, has reported the crew in good shape and has said he would be happy with an early walk. And another member of the flight team, which has now gone off shift, has indicated the planning is for the moved-up walk. And from the moon, Armstrong says we are go, the commander seeing no need for the rest period originally built into the schedule. I'm Neil Strausser, CBS News, Houston, Apollo update.
KNX, Los Angeles.
General Motors sponsors the news. Direct from the CBS newsroom, here is Alan Jackson with the latest news.
The men on the moon are going out onto the moon a good deal earlier than originally planned. Within the past hour, they were given permission to skip a planned rest period and begin their descent from their landing module 2 hours from now at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. They are scheduled to remain out of the LEM, personally exploring the surface of the moon for at least 2 hours. Around the world, people waited, watched, and listened as that dramatic arrival of a new era approached, and then they cheered when the word came that the Eagle had landed. Paul Moore reports from West Berlin.
West Berliners who have no TV sets or who wanted to watch the moon story in color TV headed tonight for the United States Information Services America House or for the Zeiss Planetarium. During the day, some 2,000 visitors came to the America House to see the space exhibit, and during the landing, about 500 jammed an auditorium with only 320 seats. Director Ross Petzing said Berlin's America House had never had such response to any previous activities ever. The planetarium counted 390 visitors, some of whom sat on the floor to watch live TV plus films of earlier Apollo flights. East Germany's official news agency, ADN, carried a flash 3 minutes after the landing and thus far has played the story completely straight. This is Paul Moore in Berlin.
President Nixon watched and listened alone to the TV report of the Apollo landing and later commented, "This is one of the greatest moments of our time." And he expressed a hope that it will serve to bring people on Earth closer together. More on the Apollo after a word from General Motors.
Used to be in the old West, you'd lay your head in your bedroll and look up at the stars, hanging so close you could touch them. The air, it was clear, it was pure. Not so today. Today, the West, the nation, has more people, more cars, and more factories, which all adds up to more air pollution. Can't somebody do something? Yes, you can. If you own a General Motors car, get an emission control check to keep your air pollution control systems effective. You'll not only help keep these advanced systems operating at peak efficiency, but your GM car will run better and more economically, whether it's a new or older model. See your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer. Get Guardian Maintenance recommended service. Do your share for cleaner air, and we'll all breathe a lot easier.
It's a cliche of the news business to ask, how do you feel at great moments in a person's history? And sometimes the answers are difficult. Mrs. Janet Armstrong, whose husband is now a man on the moon, tried to sum up her feelings.
Oh, I was terribly excited. It's a marvelous thing that we have successfully managed to land safely on the moon.
Is Neil carrying anything for you to the moon?
Yes, but that's private.
Can you describe what you were doing at the moment of touchdown?
I was sitting on the bed in my room, and I was watching the map minute by minute and following all the craters which they were going over and doing the best I could to find them all the way.
Jan Armstrong, the wife of one of the men on the moon. Former President Johnson, in a statement released this evening, says the U.S. space program owes some of its success to the American form of government and to civilian direction. Now a word from General Motors.
Is it rough, the transition from military to civilian life? It can be if you don't have a career. And that's what Project Transition is all about. In cooperation with the Department of Defense, General Motors is training qualified military men for mechanics jobs near their homes. Through the world's largest network of training centers, yesterday's GI becomes today's guardian maintenance expert. General Motors is doing something about the nationwide mechanic shortage.
Alan Jackson, CBS News.
CBS News has been sponsored by General Motors in behalf of GM dealers everywhere.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is KNX News Radio, AM and FM in Los Angeles. It's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock. The temperature at KNX News Radio, 76 degrees.
Hill wins Philadelphia Golf. Cubs take two. Hi, everyone. This is Hal Sims for Jack Dries on Sports, sponsored by the State Farm Insurance Companies. Dave Hill of Jackson, Michigan, came out of a pack, and quite a pack, to win the Philadelphia Golf Classic. Hill shot a final round 69, which tied him for first place with three other golfers, R.H. Sykes, Gabe Brewer, and Tommy Jacobs. The four golfers moved into the first sudden-death overtime hole, and Hill settled the matter quickly, making an 11-foot birdie putt to win it. Hill is now the Tour's only three-time winner this year. His first prize check today was $30,000. Also in Philadelphia, the talented but unpredictable Richie Allen has been reinstated by the Philadelphia Phillies after a morning meeting with the team's manager, Bob Skinner. Allen was suspended by the Phils 26 days ago when he failed to show up for the team's doubleheader that night in New York. Despite talk throughout that period that he was going to be traded, Allen apparently will be with the Phils at least through this year. After today's meeting, Skinner said, all the problems of the past are now forgotten. Allen will rejoin the club next week, immediately after the All-Star break. At the time of his disappearance, he was batting .318 with 19 homers. The Phillies could have used Richie Allen today. They lost both ends of their doubleheader to Chicago. The Cubs won the opener 1-0 behind the pitching of Ferguson Jenkins. Chicago took the second game 6-1 on the four-hit pitching of Dick Selma. More sports after this message from the State Farm Insurance Companies.
David Frost here. Some people complain about the cold, impersonal world of computerization. They don't know that the State Farm Life Matchmaker Service uses a computer to match your personal needs with a life insurance program you can live with. Isn't it nice to know there's a computer with compassion?
For your life, your car, your home, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
That doubleheader win by the Cubs increased their Eastern Division lead to 5 games over New York. The Mets lost the first game of their doubleheader to the surprising Montreal Expos 3-2. The Expos scored all their runs on homers in the fourth inning. They were hit by Mac Jones, Bob Bailey, and Bobby Wine. It turned out to be enough for Montreal's winning pitcher, Gary Wesluski. Atlanta beat San Diego 10-0, behind the pitching of Pat Jarvis. Orlando Cepeda had a 3-run homer. It was San Francisco 7, Los Angeles Dodgers 3. Willie McCovey hit his 30th homer of the season, and winning pitcher Gaylord Perry also homered. The rest of the action in the National League was rained out. The Baltimore Orioles lead the American League's Eastern Division by 11 games at the All-Star break. The Birds were beaten for the third straight time by Boston 6-5. Sid O'Brien had a homer and triple to lead the Boston offense. Tied with the Red Sox for second place are the Detroit Tigers, who beat Cleveland in the first of a pair 3-2. Willie Horton's homer in the eighth inning won it for the Tigers. Kansas City beat Chicago in the first of a twin bill 8-6 as Bob Taylor had 5 runs batted in for the Royals with a homer and 2 singles. Here in New York, the Yankees beat Washington 3-2 in 11 innings. Shortstop Gene Michael singled home Roy White from second base with a winning run. They needed 2 more innings to complete a suspended contest between Minnesota and Seattle, which went 16 innings last night with a score tied 7-7. The Twins settled things in the 18th inning today with 4 runs to win it 11-7. The California Angels upset Oakland in the first of a doubleheader 7-3. It snapped the Athletics' 6-game winning streak and dropped them 4 games back of the first-place Twins in the Western Division race. Now this word from STP.
This is Sid Collins, the voice of the Indianapolis 500-mile race, here in Victory Lane, interviewing this year's winner, Mario Andretti. Mario, congratulations for turning in a record-breaking speed of 156.867 miles per hour. And during the running of the event, when did you really feel you had it all wrapped up?
As soon as I crossed the finish line on the 200th lap.
I understand you had STP oil treatment in your machine the whole winning way to the finish line.
Well, I think that helped us tremendously, especially in cooling the engine on a hot day such as it was today.
Mario Andretti enters Victory Lane for the very first time in his career for Andy Granatelli, who did likewise in the STP oil treatment special. Mario, how did you do it?
Sid, all I can say is my Ford engine had more STP in it than anybody else's.
Drivers, take a tip from Indianapolis 500-mile winner Mario Andretti. Have your service station add STP to your oil. STP is the racer's edge.
This is Hal Sims saying so long for Jack Drees on the air 10 times each weekend with the highlights and sidelights in sports.
This is KNX News Radio, AM and FM, Los Angeles.
Garden supplies, steak and french fries, trip on a plane or boat. Tickets for shows and movies, new hat or coat. Cribs, bibs, radios and rental. Barbecues, books, and shoes. Hobbies, hotels, and housewares. Haircuts, shampoos.
You have just heard 26 reasons for getting a Bank AmeriCard. Another reason is that with a Bank AmeriCard, you can pay for everything with just one check or stretch out your payments in monthly installments. Bank AmeriCard. It's more flexible than cash.
And now from KNX News Radio, news on this planet. Law enforcement officials from the state of California and county were called into Vallejo today to restore order after many residents complained about drag racing activities by some 200 persons. You see, the great majority of police and firemen in the city of Vallejo are on strike. A tentative agreement has been announced in a nurses' strike at Cedars of Lebanon Hospital here in Hollywood. A strict news blackout has been imposed, and details of the agreement will not be announced until the dispute has been completely resolved. One of the prime issues in the month-old strike was the nurses' demand of recognition by hospital administrators of the California Nurses Association as the bargaining agent for the nurses. In Long Beach, doctors report that a 26-year-old Woodland Hills woman is progressing satisfactorily following a scuba diving accident yesterday near Catalina Island. The medical report indicated that Paula Edelman is still in a decompression chamber after suffering an attack of the bends. An Arcadia, California co-ed is among seven college students reported to have reached safety in Nicaragua yesterday after being caught in Honduras when fighting broke out between that country and El Salvador. The American Red Cross says Linda Hollenbach, a member of the organization's youth teams serving in Honduras during the summer, will now go to Costa Rica for the balance of her training in Red Cross health and safety courses. Turning to sports, in baseball today in the American League, Kansas City dumped Chicago 8-6, Detroit over Cleveland 3-2, the Angels edged to Oakland 7-3, Washington lost to New York in the first game 3-2. Boston trounced or edged by Baltimore 6-5. Minnesota over Seattle 11-7. Meanwhile, in the National League, Montreal 3, New York 2 in the first game of their scheduled doubleheader. Chicago over Philadelphia twice, 1-0 in the first game, 6-1 in the nightcap. San Francisco dropped the Dodgers again, 7-3. Atlanta over San Diego, 10-0. And Houston and Cincinnati and St. Louis and Pittsburgh postponed because of rain. The weather forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity, variable clouds tonight through Tuesday. A chance of a few thundershowers around the mountains late afternoons and evenings, and patchy fog near the coast in the early morning hours. Little change in temperature. Lows tonight, 68. Highs tomorrow to 85 degrees. And the forecast for the recreation areas for tomorrow at the beaches, cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly sunny after about 11 o'clock with high temperatures to 73, water temperature 67. In the mountains, variable high cloudiness with scattered thundershowers, high temperatures 75 to 80. In most resorts and in the deserts, variable cloudiness with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a chance of isolated heavy showers near the mountains, highs to 108. Currently at KNX News Radio, the temperature is 77 degrees.
Dotson now makes a his and hers sports car, but it's a problem how he and she share it. Because when you make a sports car that for him has an overhead cam engine and front-wheel disc brakes, and for her deluxe vinyl upholstery and a transistor radio, all as standard equipment, that means it's a sports car for both the street and the truck. There's the 2000. It shops, commutes, and handles the hairpin curves. Dotson makes another sports car, too, the 1600. It has the same big list of no-cost extras with just a little less horsepower. That ought to please just about everyone, unless he wants to go racing when she wants to go shopping. In which case, they should each have their own Datsun, just like you.
Remember, every 7 minutes, somebody falls in love with a Datsun. Why don't you take the 7-minute test at your nearby Southern California Datsun dealer? This is KNX, AM and FM, in Los Angeles, at 4:15.
The flight of Apollo 11 at 15 minutes past the hour.
105 hours into the mission of Apollo 11, just a few moments ago, a special report of special significance from the pilot of the lunar module from the Sea of Tranquility, and here's how we received it on Earth.
Roger, this is the LEM pilot. I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way. Over. Roger, Tranquility Base.
Tranquility Base pilot, we believe that was Buzz Aldrin with a special message asking people here on Earth to give special thought to this mission.
Well, that's probably the longest continuous message I think we've heard from them since they landed successfully on the moon. And speaking of messages, let's hear one right now.
From nearly a quarter million miles up, it's a small world for sure. But to a truck driver traveling a moonlit highway, hauling a Saturn engine cross-country, the world looks a lot bigger. Trucks play a major role in America's space effort, just as they do in every part of our lives. For it's trucks we depend on to bring us the things we need and want. It takes an incredibly sophisticated operation to move a multi-ton vehicle to the moon. And it also takes the most sophisticated transportation system down here on Earth to move goods where we want them, when we want them, getting out of highways what we've built into them, helping to hold down the rising costs of transportation without sacrificing highway safety. B.F. Goodrich is a member of the ATA Foundation, the American trucking industry, and proud to be a part of this vital and progressive industry.
When the two astronauts, when Armstrong and Aldrin walk out onto the moon, they'll be dressed for the occasion, and really dressed. And not only must the Apollo 11 spacesuits protect them from an essentially hostile environment, but it must also permit them to get their work done on the lunar surface. They will not be able to bend all the way over. They will be encumbered to a great extent by their space uniforms. Leonard Shepard, the Apollo project manager for ILC Industries, the manufacturer of the spacesuit, discussed with Steve Rowan some of the characteristics of the suits.
I think that one of the very important characteristics of our equipment, which we designed specifically for the Apollo mission, has been that not only must we protect man from the environment, but we must protect man from the environment and enable him to do useful work at the same time. This has not been a specific requirement in any of the previous space programs, Gemini, Mercury. The suit equipment was more or less emergency equipment. In Gemini, for the EVA, the equipment was modified to allow the astronaut to go extravehicular. But as you will recall, there was very little work done extravehicular. And our equipment does enable the man to do useful work in the hostile environment of the lunar surface or in space. This is our requirement, and this is the requirement which we have met.
That was Leonard Shepard, the Apollo project manager for the manufacture of the spacesuit, talking with CBS News correspondent Steve Rowan. This is Morton Dean, along with John Lawrence at CBS News Space Headquarters in New York at 19 minutes past the hour.
This is KNX News Radio, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
The proud bird with the golden tail. Chicago, we love you.
More people travel between Los Angeles and Chicago than any two cities Continental Airlines serves. So our route to Chicago is our best opportunity to show you just how good an airline can be. Most other airline flights to Chicago go on to other cities. Ours do not. Chicago is as far as we go. Most other airlines have six little seats per row in coach. Continental has five big seats in both coach and economy.
Chicago, we love you.
Continental Airlines.
The proud bird with the golden tail. Take to the sky, catch a cloud.
At KNX News Radio in Los Angeles, AM and FM, it's 20 minutes past 4 o'clock. The temperature now 79 degrees, and we invite you to stay with KNX News Radio at the 1070 spot on your dial for complete coverage of the spectacular Apollo 11 walk on the moon. In other news, Russia's Luna 15 satellite dropped into a 10-mile high moon orbit today that carried it above the landing site for America's Apollo 11 astronauts. Although the new orbit was announced by the Soviet Union, there is still no clue to the exact mission of the Soviet satellite. Sir Bernard Lovell, director of the observatory at Jodrell Bank in England, said, "We don't know whether it's still going to land or explore the near moon surface, which could include a close reconnaissance of the American landing site." Lovell said the 40th orbit of Luna 15 was carrying the satellite over the moon's Sea of Tranquility at about the same time astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin were making a landing approach in their lunar module Eagle. The Soviet news agency TASS announced the new orbit level in a brief dispatch, which described Luna 15's mission only as scientific exploration. TASS said the new elliptical orbit ranged from 9.9 miles to 68.2 miles above the moon's surface. 2 months and 1 week ago, Sharon Seitz Adams of Los Angeles set sail from Japan to Southern California in an attempt to be the first woman to sail across the Pacific Ocean alone. KNX newsman Walt Hoffman reports.
Although Mrs. Adams, whose husband is a sailing instructor in the Los Angeles area, has not been seen or heard from in 47 days, Al Adams says he is not worried, but he is concerned. Apparently her radio is not working, or she's too busy with chores to try to make contact. I asked Adams how it is possible she should not have been sighted since June 3rd in mid-Pacific.
She's probably seen many boats, and maybe she's been not quite in range to talk to them, and so we haven't heard. So ships just go by you, and in 1965, 52 yachts went through her in the Transpac race, and not a one of them saw her, nor did she see any one of them.
Right.
The ocean is big, and they get scattered.
Right. So you're not too concerned at this point?
Just concerned, but not worried. I think we have to give her time to get here.
Mrs. Adams sailed alone from Los Angeles to Hawaii 4 years ago. Adams believes Sharon is now about 300 miles out and beginning to turn southward from a position due west of San Francisco. He expects her to complete her voyage in about 3 days. Walt Hoffman, KNX News Radio.
Chief of Police Dominic Arena of Edgartown, Massachusetts, has learned about a party that Edward Kennedy had attended Friday evening prior to the automobile accident at Martha's Vineyard, and has raised several questions concerning events reported to have happened at the accident. CBS News correspondent Ed Joyce reports.
Edgartown Police Chief Dominic Arena says he wants to talk again with Senator Edward Kennedy about the car accident which caused the drowning of 20-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne in a saltwater pond on Chappaquiddick Island, Massachusetts. At an impromptu news conference, Chief Arena told reporters that he'd heard of a party attended by the senator and Miss Kopechne just before the accident and wants more information from the senator. He refused to discuss other details, saying it might jeopardize the outcome of the investigation. Earlier, Chief Arena told me he had not been given a satisfactory explanation of the nearly 8-hour lag between the time of the accident and the time the senator reported it to police. Kennedy says he was dazed, but remembers, he says, walking back to where my friends were eating. This reporter drove an automobile from the bridge where the accident took place down the dirt road to the paved main street and the gray shingle, yellow-shuttered summer cottage rented by the senator's cousin, Joseph Gargan, for the weekend, the house where the party took place. The car's speedometer measured a mile and two-tenths. The son of Foster Silva, a next-door neighbor, told me that their three large dogs had barked all Friday evening.
Referring to the many unanswered questions regarding the senator's accident, Mansfield said what the explanation would be, I don't know, but I have every confidence in Ted Kennedy. Israeli jets hit Egyptian positions across the Suez Canal for the first time since the 1967 war, and Egyptian planes struck Israeli targets in the occupied Sinai Desert. Cairo says it downed 19 Israeli Mirage fighters. Tel Aviv admits losing two and says five Egyptian planes were downed. One Mirage was reported down during an Israeli commando raid on an Egyptian island fortress in the Gulf of Suez earlier in the day. Arab reports say another Israeli jet was downed in the morning, nine in the afternoon, six more in the evening. UN observers called for a ceasefire two times, but Israel says the Egyptians continued fighting and Israeli forces retaliated. The general lull in combat continues into its fifth week in Vietnam. The enemy shelled 27 Allied bases and towns overnight, but damage and casualties are light. Three Americans were killed and three wounded. In another development, General Earl Wheeler, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has ended a four-day visit to South Vietnam. He said he sees no political motivation on the part of the enemy in the current lull. A week-long political crisis in India apparently has been averted. Former Deputy Prime Minister Desai has declared he will continue to support Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's government. And this puts to an end speculation that he might attempt to undermine Mrs. Gandhi's slim parliamentary majority. He resigned after he'd been relieved of the post of finance minister. Well, the Honolulu Chamber of Commerce is promoting what's called Aloha Summer. It's a campaign urging business executives to leave their coats and ties at home and wear Hawaiian garb to work. Most bankers and attorneys are resisting the movement, but a growing number of other businessmen are showing up for board meetings in short-sleeved, crazy-colored Aloha shirts. One executive says, "We think a person is much more efficient in a cool, open-collared shirt than in a hot coat and tie." And besides that, it's fun to see the girls at work in their colorful muumuus. But one budget-conscious housewife isn't too happy. She said, "A good Aloha shirt costs $10. I can get my husband a white shirt for half that amount." The weather forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity: variable clouds tonight through Tuesday, a chance of a few thundershowers around the mountains late afternoons and evenings, and patchy fog near the coast in the early morning hours. Currently, the temperature in Los Angeles is 67, or rather 77 degrees.
Every 7 minutes, every 7 minutes,
every 7 minutes, every 7 minutes, every 7 minutes,
someone falls in love with a Datsun.
You may not fall in love with the sporty Datsun two-door at first sight. It could take as long as 7 minutes. National sales figures since the first of the year show that people like you are buying Datsuns on the average of one every 7 minutes. Features like Datsun 2's overhead cam engine, bucket seats, four on the floor, and fully independent rear suspension make it pretty lovable. Low price plus top economy of over 25 miles per gallon don't hurt either. Go ahead, give in gracefully. A Datsun love affair is affordable and fun.
Every 7 minutes, every 7 minutes, someone falls in love with a Datsun. So why don't you
make the sound move?
Every 7 minutes,
the sound move.
Every 7 minutes,
the sound move.
Every 7 minutes,
the sound move.
Make the sound move. Take the 7-minute test at your nearby Southern California Datsun dealer. This is KNX, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
Follow update report from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston. I'm Neil Strauser, CBS News. We are now 105 hours, 57 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. It now appears very much as if a good many Americans may be spared a late night. Commander Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are hoping to move up their spacewalk by as much as 5 hours, with the hatch opening about 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. However, that time is certainly approximate. A few moments ago, Armstrong indicated that he and Aldrin are still eating their first moon meal and would be ready to begin EVA, the moonwalk preparations, about 20 minutes from now. Earlier, he spoke of that preparation time as about an hour, but on the flight plan, it is listed as more like 2 hours. However, we are apparently seeing other major changes in that flight plan with the recommendations for this early EVA. Mission Control seems to approve, feeling the astronauts are well rested and perhaps also too excited to sleep that planned 4 hours. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Houston, Apollo update.
Okay, and
this is
Los
Weekend
Angeles.
Dimension, sponsored in part by McDonald's Restaurants. I'm Larry Atterbury in Los Angeles, reporting for CBS News. The question has been asked for thousands of years. What is the moon made of? The mystery that has baffled man since the beginning of life may be unraveled in a matter of days or weeks. A group of scientists have already gathered at Mission Control in Houston. Their assignment: examine for the first time moon rocks, lunar material transported a quarter million miles. Details in a moment.
If you've tasted a Big Mac, you know what we're talking about. It's a whole meal disguised as a sandwich. Two sizzling 100% beef hamburgers, McDonald's own special sauce, crisp lettuce, pickles, and a slice of melted American cheese, all on a triple-decker sesame seed bun. Drop in for a Big Mac any old time you're feeling just plain hungry. McDonald's is your kind of place.
When American astronauts finally walk on the moon, one of their tasks will be to scoop up small stones or rocks with a gadget that looks much like a butterfly net. When the rock box is finally opened inside the laboratory in Houston, Dr. William Shupp will be there. At 27 years old, he already has a worldwide reputation for his work in geology at UCLA. Dr. Shupp is confident every precaution has been taken to make sure the lunar material is returned in perfect condition.
The rocks will be in plastic bags or in Teflon. The suitcase is made of aluminum, and then it's sealed with a particular type of iridium seal. So we expect that it'll be essentially vacuum sealed on the lunar surface, and nothing will happen to it until we get our hands on it.
Once in Houston, the aluminum suitcase will be taken to the ultra-clean vacuum laboratory at Mission Control. The examining room is built with double walls and plenty of lead shielding to protect the scientist if necessary.
The rocks will be first exposed in essentially a vacuum very much like that of the moon, not as high a vacuum, but quite similar. Small pieces will be taken out, and then special tests will be made to determine whether they react with the atmosphere.
Once Dr. Shupp and the other scientists are convinced the moon rocks are stable and harmless, the real job of discovery begins.
Our first job is to get a preliminary look at the material, to do sort of a cursory analysis, find out what the rocks look like, whether they are like Earth rocks, and if they are like Earth rocks, just how they're like them and so forth. My particular interest is to find out whether there's any evidence of biological activity, and I'll be looking for evidence of either living organisms or dead organisms or fossil organisms.
What do the scientists expect to find, and what will it mean in the future? Some thoughts in a moment.
I'm glad because it works on grass stains.
I'm glad because socks and t-shirts have a fresh new clean.
I'm glad because now Mom lets me pour the ketchup.
Everybody's glad about new Fab with lemon fresh and borax, plus active enzymes to remove stains.
They're always doing something good to Fab. It's true. Oh, Fab, we're glad they put active enzymes, lemon fresh and borax in you.
New Fab, the only enzyme detergent with lemon fresh and borax.
You say your toothpaste gives your mouth sex appeal? Don't be silly, Gloria. I think I'm in love with you.
America discovers Ultra Bright, the sex appeal toothpaste.
I used to sit at home reading romantic novels. Then I switched to Ultra Bright. Now I'm writing them.
Ultra Bright, the kickiest taste, the brightest teeth, the freshest breath.
Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Dr. William Shupp and his fellow scientists feel sure there will be a moon base someday from where man can gaze far into outer space and perhaps take another step to Mars or Venus. All of this may depend upon whether life can come to the brownish-gray lunar wastelands that now stretch endlessly. If man can learn to grow food there under giant greenhouses, he can live on the moon with some security. Even more, the moon rocks may unlock the origin of the lunar body, and perhaps of the good Earth as well. From Los Angeles, this is Larry Atterbury on KNX, reporting the CBS News Weekend Dimension.
KNX, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
Imagine taking your children through California's rich and colorful history right in your own living room, or designing a set of distinctive placemats that depict the heritage of your golden state, or arranging a California history wall in your home. Well, these are just a few of the ways you can use and enjoy the beautiful original watercolor prints that Standard Oil Company of California is giving away free with purchase at all Chevron dealers, Standard stations in California. This year is California's 200th birthday, and Standard Oil of California is commemorating the bicentennial with these magnificent prints, 42 scenes in all, giving you a fully documented history of California. Enlargements of your favorite prints are also available. Start your collection today. It's your golden state, your California, from Standard Oil Company of California.
You're invited to stay with KNX News Radio at the 1070 spot on your dial for complete coverage of the spectacular Apollo 11 walk on the moon. It's 75 degrees at 436 at KNX, AM and FM. The system of air traffic control is due to be reconstructed according to John Schaefer, administrator for the Federal Aviation Agency. Schaefer said this does not mean a change in responsibility of the ground control person, but will mean a curtailment of excessive conversation between ground control and the pilot. In an address at the International Air Transportation Symposium at Stanford, Schaefer stated that ground control personnel have not been heard from in the past, and these people have something to offer. Lynn Nofziger, former chief aide to Governor Reagan and campaign chairman for Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Max Rafferty, is making news in politics. He's the newly appointed chief deputy assistant for congressional relations. Knopfziger commented on whether George Murphy will run for re-election to KNX News Radio.
I don't think my going back there is going to influence anybody in that regard. I think that the president and Senator Murphy and Governor Reagan and Bob Finch are going to have to work those little problems out among themselves.
Lynn Knopfziger, newly appointed Deputy Chief Assistant for Congressional Relations. A Greater Los Angeles Central Library built on county land near the Music Center has been proposed by Mayor Sam Yorty. In a letter to the County Board of Supervisors, Yorty suggested the development of the library as a joint city-county project. The mayor said it might be possible to combine the proposed Academy for the Performing Arts, now scheduled for the site, on the south side of First Street with the library. However, county officials pointed out the construction of the Academy has already been approved, and the county is now planning the preliminary stages of a new county library elsewhere. El Salvador, recently the scene of violent outbreaks, is still plagued with several minor disturbances, but both sides are observing the ceasefire agreement reached late Friday night. CBS News correspondent James Goodsell reports.
Numerous small firefights between Salvadorian and Honduran soldiers were reported by the Organization of American States this morning. But for the most part, the OAS says the ceasefire, which went into effect late Friday night, is being observed by both sides. The Honduran and Salvadorian governments, however, claim that there have been numerous violations of the ceasefire and have sent complaints of these alleged violations to the OAS negotiators in both Tegucigalpa and San Salvador, the two capitals. OAS officials say they are preparing to look into each reported violation and are awaiting the arrival sometime today of 30 military observers from Latin American nations in the United States. James Goodsell, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Police say they will seek a complaint charging Senator Edward Kennedy with leaving the scene of an accident. Kennedy was the driver of the car that ran off a bridge early yesterday and overturned in a pond on an island near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The senator escaped injury, but a 28-year-old woman passenger was killed. Edgartown Police Chief Dominic Arena says Kennedy waited more than 8 hours before going to the police, but Arena says he is satisfied there was no negligence. Russia's Luna 15 suddenly darted to within 10 miles of the moon in its orbit today. British scientists call the maneuver very strange. There was speculation as to whether Luna 15 was coming in for a landing or simply shadowing the U.S. astronauts. Israel started raiding Egyptian gun and missile fortifications at dawn today, and air and artillery battles have raged all day long. Egypt claims Israel lost 17 planes. Israel admits losing two and claims knocking down five Egyptian aircraft. The U.S. military chief, General Earl Wheeler, said it'll be several months before he knows whether the enemy is tapering off the war in Vietnam or not. Wheeler ruled out a complete U.S. withdrawal by the end of 1970, adding that he cannot believe the current fighting lull is a sign of any communist desire for peace. Two Britons have four gold moons ready to commemorate the U.S. Apollo lunar landing mission, one for each of the astronauts, and one for the mother of the American president who made the decision to go ahead with a moon program. The 24-karat gold orbs, each costing nearly $1,000, were thought up by London stockbroker Simon Horn and designed by Louis Osman, who also created the modernistic and controversial crown worn by Prince Charles at his investiture as Prince of Wales. The first of the Osman moons will go to Mrs. Rose Kennedy, mother of the late President John F. Kennedy, who decided in 1961 that Americans would go to the moon before 1970. The orbs are encased in flint crystal blocks with diamonds marking the exact spot where the astronauts were to land on the lunar Sea of Tranquility. Usually, events of this nature are commemorated by specially struck coins and plaques, said Horn. He continued, I felt that an historic occasion of this magnitude certainly deserved a more original memento. Turning now to sports and baseball in the American League today. In the first game, Kansas City over Chicago 8-6, Detroit down Cleveland 3-2, the Angels knocked out Oakland 7-3, New York over Washington 3-2, and Boston dropped Baltimore 5-6, Minnesota and Seattle, it was Minnesota 11-7. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Dodgers lost to San Francisco 7-3, Atlanta over San Diego 10-0, Chicago took two from Philadelphia, 1-0 and 6-1, and Montreal over New York 3-2. Houston and Cincinnati and St. Louis and Pittsburgh postponed because of rain. And Dave Hill banged in an 11-foot putt on the first hole of a sudden-death playoff to win the $150,000 Philadelphia Golf Classic. Gay Brewer, R.H. Sykes, and Dave Hill had tied Tommy Jacobs after regulation play at 279, 9 under par. American men and women defeated the Russians and British in the USA, USSR, and British Commonwealth track and field meet here in Los Angeles last night. For the women, it was their first victory ever over the Soviet gals. The final score showed the American men with 125 points to Russia's 110, and the American women over the Russians 70-67. Tony Jacklin, Billy Casper, Bob Charles, and Argentina's Roberto Di Vincenzo give this week's Canadian Open an international flavor. Jacklin, the recent British Open champion, is from England. New Zealander Charles is defending champion in the event, and Casper took the tourney 2 years ago. The tourney will be held on the par 72, 7,031-yard Pine Grove Country Club course in Montreal. Well, the Boston Patriots have announced the retirement of running back Larry Guerin. He was a member of the team when it was formed in 1960. Another veteran running back, Timmy Brown, has quit the Baltimore Colts. He spent 9 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. Brown says he plans to continue as a movie actor. The University of Texas halfback Chris Gilbert has accepted a 5-year contract to play for Fort Worth in the Texas Football League. Gilbert had been drafted by the New York Jets but failed to reach contract terms with the American Football League team. The forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity, variable clouds tonight through Tuesday, chance of a few thunder showers around the mountains late afternoons and evenings, and patchy fog near the coast in the early morning hours. Little change in temperature. Low temperatures tonight, down to 68 degrees, highs tomorrow to 85. And for the recreation areas for tomorrow, at the beaches, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, water temperature 67, high temperatures to 73 degrees. Currently, at the KNX News Radio, it's 77 degrees.
If you've ever been stranded by your tired old car, make it the last time. Picture yourself in a brand new Datsun wagon. You can relax in the deep padded bucket seats. Enjoy the flow-through fresh air system. Load up the children, groceries, and pets in the ample rear compartment. The Datsun wagon has more than enough power for any road. It parks easily most anywhere and has sure-stopping front disc brakes for safety. A little gas now and then keeps your Datsun happy. For very low monthly payments, a reliable Datsun station wagon can solve just about all your transportation problems. Now is the time to think about making the sound move to a roomy, reliable Datsun, wouldn't you say?
Remember, every 7 minutes, somebody falls in love with a Datsun. Take the 7-minute test at your nearby Southern California Datsun dealers. KNX, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
Morton Dean and John Lawrence in New York as we await with great anticipation the next two and a half hours when we expect astronauts Neil Armstrong and Neil Aldrin will become the first men in the history of the world to walk on the surface of the moon. More on the flight after this message.
Double-check your paint equipment before it's all systems go. Make sure this is a successful house painting mission by making Sherwin-Williams a part of your team. Check in at your Sherwin-Williams paint store today and let us equip you with the finest quality products. Choose from several outstanding house paints, such as Chem One Coat Premium House Paint, or easy-to-use Sherwin-Williams Latex House Paint, or SWP, for years, the world's standard of quality in oil-based house paints, today even better than ever. We also have quality brushes, rollers, ladders, everything you need to make your painting trip around the house a huge success. See the complete line of Easy Does It house paints now at your Sherwin-Williams paint store. Just look for the bright house paint banner in the window. Sherwin-Williams, paints people trust. From the people who cover the earth.
This is John Lawrence with CBS News correspondent Morton Dean. Preparations have begun for the extravehicular activity, more easily known as a walk on the moon, and should take between 1.5 to 2 hours. It will come at least 4 hours ahead of the timetable set for the astronauts, Armstrong and Aldrin, who are resting in the Eagle, the lunar spaceship, on the surface of the moon. Let's call in now CBS News science advisor Leonard Reifel at the Manned Space Flight Center in Houston.
Right at the moment, I'm sure that there's a frantic amount of activity over in the Mission Control Center trying to find the lunar module to sufficient accuracy so that scientists can tell people what to do when they get out on the lunar surface. At the moment, we're not sure where that lunar module is. Just before the command module went behind the moon, it was fed data on where to look for the lunar module on the surface through its telescopes.
But Leonard, you're not
I don't think it's been seen yet. Once it is, the geologists can begin to plan an extravehicular activity that will really do some good. So we have a little bit of a tug of war between the pilots who want to get out on that surface fast and the geologists who want to delay just a little bit longer in order to make sure they get the maximum amount of science when they do get out on the surface.
Leonard, I think we better hasten to add that the LEM is not lost, that we know it's up there on the moon.
Yes, it's only a matter of knowing where it is to an accuracy of a few hundred feet when I speak of knowing where it is accurately.
Why are they having so much difficulty pinpointing its location?
Well, probably because they landed rather far downrange of their initial landing point, something like 4 miles. They may even be outside the designated landing zone, the so-called 90% ellipse, in which case it could be that the astronauts are in a place where they don't even have detailed maps available on the surface.
Leonard, what's your estimate of the time it will take them to make the preparations for setting out of their lunar capsule?
Well, as you know, they've got 2 hours in the timeline. I suspect that that's got a good cushion in it. I suppose they could do it in an hour and a half. But I suspect, too, that there will be some discussion, perhaps even a delay of an additional half hour to an hour, in order to give them information on what they ought to do when they get out, where they ought to put the instruments, where they ought to look for particularly interesting rocks.
So we await the walk of astronauts Armstrong and Aldrin at 11 minutes before the hour.
How far can you get without 4 years of college? A lot further than you may think. Into medicine, for instance.
On call, X-ray technician, call 956, X-ray technician.
Or aviation. Or electronics. Even the space program.
3, 2, 1, 0.
More than 1 million technical positions will open in the next few years. College men's careers that pay a college man's salary. But you can learn them without 4 years of college. The U.S. Office of Education has a guide that tells you how. It's called 25 Technical Careers You Can Learn in 2 Years or Less. To get a copy free, write Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202. You'll find that just a year or two of technical education can get you a long, long way.
We return now to CBS science advisor Leonard Reifel in Houston. Leonard, can you tell us just what the astronauts are doing now in the 2 hours it takes them to prepare for the moonwalk?
Well, certainly the major things they're going to be worrying about is getting their EVA suits ready. That's quite an elaborate procedure. They have to put on the suits, they have to put on the life support systems and the meteoroid protective garment and all those kinds of things. They have to unstow a lot of gear, and then they will make the depressurization procedures, which means just let the atmosphere out of the lunar module so they can open the door to the vacuum of space. Those things have to be done extremely carefully because they are, of course, exposing themselves to that hazardous lunar environment.
Which consists of a vacuum, we know, but can you add some more details?
Well, we have problems potentially with the heat on the lunar surface. The astronaut suits are designed to handle that temperature problem, but this is the first time they'll be tried out in the real world instead of the simulators. Questions like if they get a little bit of dust or a little too much dust on their suits, will that dirty up their suits and let the sun's rays be absorbed too much and cause too much heat to flow into their bodies, that kind of thing. All of those questions have to be answered now.
How difficult will it be for Neil Armstrong to walk down the steps of the Eagle before he sets foot on the moon?
Oh, it'll be quite easy, since he'll only weigh 30 or 40 pounds, maybe 50 with his backpack and everything. He'll sort of bound down the ladder. Some of the men go down with both feet together. Others take one step over the other or behind the other. And it's quite an easy task from just a physical exertion standpoint.
Well, we do, I believe, expect Armstrong's left foot to be the one that will place man's first imprint on the moon, don't we, Leonard?
Yes, that's correct. But that happens from the dish-shaped landing gear that the ladder leads into. He takes one long step off the ladder into the dish and then extends his left foot to test the lunar surface.
It's not because he's left-footed.
I don't know whether he's left-footed or not.
We might just review the process of just how Armstrong will move out of the hatch, out of the limb, out of the Eagle, onto the moon. He, on his way down the 9-rung ladder, he pulls a lanyard, opening a panel. And in that panel is a television camera that, if all goes well, will record his first step onto the moon. He, as we mentioned, will probably place his left foot on the moon first, testing the surface, and then he'll step from the landing craft footpad onto the surface with both feet. He'll immediately collect 2 pounds or so of a grab sample, is what they're calling it, of moon material. In the event that the mission has to be terminated before other rock samples are gathered, he stows this in a pocket on the left leg of his spacesuit. And as one scientist said, we know if he comes back in a hurry, he'll come back with his pants on, so they will have at least 2 pounds of moon material. And shortly after that is accomplished, Aldrin will join Armstrong on the moon surface, and they will begin setting up a series of experiments, the first of which will be to capture particles of what is called the solar wind stream. And that will resemble something like an aluminum foil window shade, which will be wrapped up and brought back with them. This is the flight of Apollo 11 at 6 minutes before the hour.
This is KNX News Radio, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
King of the Hill in Philadelphia golf. Cubs win a twin bill. Twins win a twin bill. Twin Elliott, CBS Radio, Sports Central USA. In Philadelphia golf, Dave Hill sank an 11-foot putt on the first overtime hole to beat out three others for the $30,000 first prize. Hill's third tournament win of the year. And speaking of money, what did you say, Dave?
I guarantee you, me being leading money winners is going to make a lot of them cats sick.
WCAU's Andy Musser told us winner Hill isn't backward about assessing his merit as a golfer. Here's the way Dave puts it.
Good Lord, give me approximately more ability than he gives any other human being as far as playing golf. And that's the only reason I play. You got to thank God for what you got. And he gave me a ton of ability, and I've just been able to find a way to use it.
In baseball, the Minnesota Twins took 2 days and 18 innings to beat Seattle 11-7. 4 runs in that inning completed last night's suspended tie game. As a result, the Martians now lead the American League East by 4 games. The Oakland A's humbled by California 7-3. The Baltimore Orioles ran into heavy weather, and Boston lost their third straight 6-5 today. The Tigers won the opening game of their doubleheader with the Indians 3-2-11, so the Birds' lead now cut to 11 games. Not very shaky. In the first of 2, Kansas City 8, Chicago White Sox 6. Oh, make that twin lead 4.5 games. The Twins just won the second game with the Pilots 4-0.
Mary Harden thinks she's out to get some new towels, but she's really out to get you.
Really good buy on towels. I mean, Elaine, the way those kids go through towels.
I know just what you mean, Mary.
I'd like to look at their bedding, too. Charlotte says she...
Mary's been driving for 11 years now. Never made a serious mistake until today.
Mary, you're over the center line!
Now, it's your mistake, too. Every day, thousands of good drivers like Mary make bad mistakes. Expect the unexpected when you drive. Watch out for the other guy.
In the National League, the Seesaw National West, the Braves on top again, a one-sided 10-0 win over San Diego, while the San Fran Giants beat Los Angeles 7-3, and that tight at the top spot, the Giants are tied with Los Angeles, both a game behind the Braves. The Cubs, they won two from Philadelphia, 1-0-6-1. The Mets split with Montreal, the Expos 3-2 in the first, a bunt in the 10th, won it for the Mets in the second, 4-3. The Cubs lead now 4.5, the rest of the game's rained out, and everybody rests over the All-Star break but the All-Stars. Baltimore Orioles second baseman Dave Johnson has a rest. He's pulled a back muscle. Out of Tuesday's game, Boston's Mike Andrews plays instead. $11,700 and 26 days later, brotherly love has prevailed between the Philadelphia Phillies and Richie Allen. The suspended without pay Philly slugger is back. He'll be ready to play after the All-Star break. The agreement came after a one-hour meeting between Allen and manager Skinner, for which Richie was 2 hours late.